with me, Philippians chapter 2. In Philippians chapter 2, I think it's probably, to me, the greatest text in all the Bible. And I say that because it talks about the person of God sacrificing his position in heaven, leaving his position in heaven, and coming down to you on earth. Being born a little baby. Can you imagine that? God in the form of a baby, growing up and going out amongst the people. Going out amongst the people to show them that God loved them. Healing diseases of all types. People who were mentally insane, restoring them to their right mind. People who never walked, picking them up by the hand and saying, "Rise and walk," and they walked. But you know why he did that? It was because of this. And Adrian's story there challenged me to talk about this. That's a picture of Jesus Christ right there. Only Jesus Christ a hundredfold. Look in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form, and I've taught that how many times, the word form meaning morphe, metamorphosis, change of form, but Jesus was in the morphe of God, and he did not consider it robbery to be equal with the Father, God. But he made himself of no reputation. He took the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Now, I saw in Adrian's slides sacrifice. By the way, you don't go to Kenya on $1,000. You don't go to Kenya probably for less than, probably totally altogether, I would guess between $3,000 and $5,000, and she had to raise that money to go. And she did it because she loves these children. She left the shores of the United States, got on an airplane, and went to the shores of Kenya, got off the plane, and went to wipe noses and to hold children and to just touch their lives to show them the love of God. Jesus Christ was sitting on his throne in the form, the morphe of God. And he looked down and he saw the condition of man, that man were going away from God. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And Jesus Christ left heaven's throne supernaturally through the Father, impregnating Mary. She'd never known a man, but impregnating her with the Word, who is God. and had his only begotten Son. And Jesus Christ, it says here, that when he became a human being, he took on the form of a bondservant. Now, that's the lowest form of life back then, a bondservant. A bondservant was the guy who worked for, and back then it was common to have servants. It'd be similar to the South in the 1800s and even to the mid-1900s. Well, I don't know how long. I should apologize for that because I don't know factually. But he was a servant. He came not to be served, but to serve. And to use up his life for sinners. People who cursed God. People who were caught in the act of sexual immorality. Thieves, drunkards. I don't know what their drugs were back then, but drug addicts today or drug users. Jesus Christ came to be a servant to these people. And isn't it funny? He didn't come. Jesus didn't come to help the people who didn't need any help, like Americans. He didn't come to help people like us. He came to help people who needed help. He didn't come to the people who were whole or healthy. He came to the people who were sick. He didn't come to the churchgoer people. He came to the guy that's hanging out on the street corner that we think's a lazy, no good for nothing drug user. He didn't come to people who didn't need him. He came to people who saw that they needed him. The unrighteous. Jesus said, I didn't come to call the righteous, but I came to call sinners to repent, to change their lives and believe in me, and turn from their sinful life, and turn and follow me, pick up their cross and follow me, that I might use them. Hear me. That I might use them to go to the people outside, the people who are in need, the poor, the sick, the orphaned, like little Abigail, little Andrew. Garrett Dixon, the fatherless, those fathers living, they're divorced. Jesus came to serve the people who needed lifted up. And I'm saying to you, and I want to challenge you this morning. If you're here without Christ and never have believed in that Jesus was God who left his throne, came down to earth, and was born, and then grew up, and it's a human life just like us. But when he grew up and was old enough, he began to do ministry to help the poor, to help the sick, to help the lowly of society. He says, I've come to preach the good news to the poor person. I've come to open the prison doors of the drug addict. I've come to open the prison door and set them free from their sins. And I want to challenge you and me to put your life on the altar, to be used, to, as the song goes, to be broken and poured out and used up for Jesus, and to live like he lived, and to put others before yourself. Others like these many children around here. Isn't it funny that when the little children came running to Jesus, the disciples said, "Shoo, shoo, get away from him, you kids, you bunch of kids, we don't have..." And what did Jesus say? He said, "Let the kids come to me." And he picked them up and held them in his arms, and he blessed them. And he said, "For such are the king is the kingdom of God. These little ones." And so what I'm saying is, give your life to be used. Present your life as a living sacrifice, wholly dedicated to God, which is your logical lifestyle is to be a servant if you're going to follow Jesus Christ. That's the logical outcome of becoming a believer in Jesus, that you serve. Now this week, just three of us, we went out to help a church in Brookville, Ohio. Dwight Schimmel, Mike Anthony, myself. We made an appeal for people to go to work with the people who built this building. And three of us said, "I'll be used." That's it. Three from this church. One went to Africa. When there's disasters over in Bloomsburg, and we ask, "Does anybody want to go and help serve these people that have lost everything and are scraping mud out of their basements?" This church needs to get the mind of Christ. You need to have the mind of Christ in you and not look on your own interests, but on the interests of others. Listen to me, before you look on your own interests. That's what Jesus did. When it says he emptied himself, that meant he emptied himself of all self-interests. And his interest was mankind, to save them from their sins. And his ultimate example of self, leaving his self-interests for the interests of you and you, Adam, Bill, every face that I see here. He emptied himself of his self-interests for you when he laid down his life, his body on the cross, and died for your sins. And then he arose victorious bodily, and arose and ascended back to his Father, where he's seated at the right hand of the Father. And you're seated there with him if you're a believer in him. But you were saved to serve. And if you're waiting for somebody else, if you're waiting for somebody else to serve, and your attitude is that they don't need me, does Christ need you? Are you not in the body of Christ? Does my hand need my foot? Does my foot need my eye? Just think where my foot would be if I didn't have my eyes. Man, oh man, that's trouble. Just think of all these things if I didn't have hearing. And so many people don't. But I'm just trying to say, we're a body. And every member of the body has been given a spiritual gift to serve with. Mike and Dwight, I didn't know what I was going to be doing when I went out to Brookville, because I'm not a carpenter. You know that. The only thing I really know how to do with anything with construction is I can lay some blocks and bricks. And I got there, And the craziest, I just said, Lord, I don't know what I'm in for, but I just want to be used. And then we got to Brookville, Ohio. And they came up and they said, there's a group going over, we're building a sign, and it's made out of cement blocks. And we put the blocks, I finished the blocks with a I didn't have a trowel with me, I didn't have nothing. And with shovels, putting cement on the walls. Finished the block, and then we just laid the block on top and then poured it filled with concrete. But I was used to do something that, and the funny part was the guy says, I didn't know what I was going to do because I didn't know how to do that. And there I came. Dwight and Mike, they were putting up a great need with construction, carpentry, and building, ripping things. And they were busy the whole time, but one time they ran out of boards, so they were just sitting around. And then we got the boards. They got the 2x12s. Is that what it was we waited for? Because they were going to build a couple of porches over some doors. And I was out witnessing Wednesday morning. I decided I was, they didn't have no more block work and things for me. So I went out and I was going door to door, inviting people to this church. And I came back at about noon to eat lunch, of course, But I ate lunch and then I was going to go home. I had my dress code. I was going home. And I said, Mike and Dwight, do you need me? They said, yeah, we need you. I couldn't believe it. So I took my dress, I put my clothes on, and went out and helped them, handed them stuff that they needed me on the bottom so they could be on the scaffolding, and I handed them stuff up. And I said, if I can be used, that's what I want to do. If I can be used. I don't care if it's handing up levels or boards or trusses. As long as I'm being used for the glory of God. Are you being used and volunteering to be used up for Christ? First, know that Christ, let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, and thought it not something to be held on to be equal with God, but he let it go. He opened his hand and came in the form of a human being. And being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Why? To save you from your sins. He arose the third day. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every person in heaven, on earth, under the earth, every spirit, every human soul will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I say that because if you've never came to Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to do that. You need to see you're a sinner and you need a Savior and put your trust in him as your Lord and your Savior. And you say, yes, I've made that decision. Then you need to offer your life. And the next time we need something, you say, here am I, Lord. I want to be used. I want to be used for you. I want to serve that African child. I want to go and help this church, like Grace Baptist Church, build a building that ministers to people and to children and reaches eternal souls forever and ever in the heaven. I want to be a part of that. I want to go help my neighbor that's down in Bloomsburg that just lost everything in a flood. And if you've ever been in a flood, Dave, you know how horrible that is. Park Avenue people. It's a horrible thing to lose everything in a flood. But you are there. And you're there to put your arm around them and to hold them and to serve them. You're here to serve these guys from Pyramid. You're here to serve them. You hear me? We exist to serve in the name of Jesus. That's all we're good for, is to serve. Are you serving? We need a few things. We need a car. I need meals for the speaker that's coming in just a few weeks. Now it's he and his son, his three-year-old son with a bicycle. He's bringing along. This is a great guy, by the way. Brad Witt is a super guy. He passes a big church. I mean, it's a great church and reaching hundreds of people for Christ, seeing souls saved all the time. He's a great preacher. You love this guy. But yet he's very common. He's a very common guy. PhD, but just a common man. And look around. Look around. See the people. Open your eyes. See what you've seen. Will you pray for Abigail? Will you remember her? Will you care? And pray for Amy, her mother, who sits on the edge of great fear. Do you understand what I'm saying? Will you open your eyes to the people all around you? And they're your neighbors, they're your relatives, they're your friends, they're everybody. And put your life to be used for God. That's the Christ-like thing. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for Adrian's message this morning, for little Abigail, for the beautiful music, for the simplicity. Father, we want to do greater, much greater outreach than we've ever done before. We need people who will be used up. Not look at others, but look at you, Jesus. Look at you. You're our thinking. You're our example. Help us to look at you and not look at others. Help us to have your mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Help us to live for others before ourselves. In your name, Christ. Amen. How about take my life, let it be? 393. Let's stand together as we sing. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, come and we'll have somebody take a Bible and show you how to be saved from your sins this morning. How to know that you'll go to heaven through Jesus Christ. And if you're here as a Christian and you've been lazy, you've been selfish, and you'll confess that, come and use the altar. Let's sing first verse.